Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And nice and quiet right now, Bill, but really we still want to watch and be careful. Anything that looks wet could potentially be icy. As you head out and about and watch under the exit ramps, please, overpasses. We always stress that could be dangerous and potential of refreeze there. But for now, 270 out of Frederick down to the Beltway. Good. Beltway's quiet. Maryland and Virginia, no problems heading into town. So that checks out fine. Great so far. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway, Suitland Parkway, all delay free. Al from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, good looking day, but windy and cold, 39. Some clouds tonight, upper 20s. Outside the Beltway, colder, partly to mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, milder, 49. Rain by Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Arlington, 24 in Rockville, 30 degrees in Washington. You want a military parade? Well, Kim Jong-un is pulling out all the missiles and tanks in advance of the Winter Olympics. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning. It's Mornings on the Mall. Barbara Larimore will join us at 7:05 this morning. She's looking to get recess expanded in Virginia. See if she can't tire your kids out a little bit more before they get home. 7:35, Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner will break down the budget battle as the government plummets towards another shutdown. And then 8:05 this morning, Steve Kastenbaum. He's our correspondent in South Korea. A lot going on there as the Olympics get kickstarted this week. We'll talk to Steve then. 8:35, Congressman Max Thornberry will be with us from the House Armed Services Committee. The military needs its funding, too. I'm Vince Colonnais. In the name of the out, Mary Walter, is Hans von Spakovsky. Hans.
Vince,
good morning.
Well, thanks. It's very nice to be in the studio. Hey, are we going to get a recess sometime in the next 4 hours?
Every so often. That's just a quick coffee. That's all you're allowed. And then right back on the air. No real long breaks here. Really glad to have you, Hans. What are your many titles? Are you have so many? Are you at the Heritage Foundation?
I'm a senior legal fellow there, which means I've been there for a while as a lawyer in their legal center.
Okay, good. Well, we're really glad to have you here this morning to talk about a whole host of issues. Among them, did you see Nancy Pelosi yesterday? She did the 8-hour stretch on the floor of the House.
Yeah, pseudo filibuster on the House side.
It was the Pelosi prattle. She went for 8 straight hours talking about these so-called dreamers,
right,
these young illegal immigrants brought into the country by their parents, and who all of this immigration debate is surrounding whether or not they're all going to get citizenship. The president so far has actually made that offer, like, hey, 1.8 million people, I'm for it. Let's do citizenship in exchange for all these other things I'd like to see change on immigration. But now in the midst of this budget battle, Nancy Pelosi is arguing we need to come up with a resolution now. And she read from letters. She's basically solicited her entire caucus to send her material,
right,
so that she could sustain herself, by the way. She needed copy in front of her. And she just went for 8 hours reading all of the letters and stories, whether they were real or not. She was reading them on the House floor yesterday, trying to convince, I don't know who, just her fellow Democrats that she's fighting for DACA people.
Right. But, you know, part of what's going on here, Vince, is she's trying to push forward this mythical image of the DACA beneficiaries. And that mythical image is these are all individuals who were brought here when they were only 2 or 3. They only speak English. They don't speak the language of their home countries, don't know the culture. And in fact, that's not true. And the reason we know it's not true is, look, the DACA program, you could qualify for it up to your 16th birthday. So a lot of these people were actually teenagers when they came here. So, you know, if you come here when you're 16 from Mexico, you've been in school for 10 years. You speak Spanish fluently, just like American kids after 10 years do. And In fact, you know, there was no requirement if you applied for the DACA program that you were fluent in English. And I actually took a look at the demographics not too long ago, and I found estimates that anywhere from 10 to almost 25% of the DACA beneficiaries were functionally illiterate in English.
Wow.
So, and also, you know, we're constantly said, oh, well, they're all, you know, we're all Phi Beta Kappas in college. Only 49% of the DACA beneficiaries, most of whom are now adult, actually even have a high school education.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that the image, I'm sure there are some folks who fit the image they're trying to project, but a lot of them don't. A lot of them are have only basic English language capabilities. Many of them have low educational levels, low skills. So you're not talking about folks who are going to be at the upper levels of American society if they become citizens. In fact, many of them probably are going to take huge amounts of government benefits if they become citizens.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Nancy Pelosi say that the key here is to make the country more American. I was like, boy, what a euphemism that is. Just like, that just glosses over the entire thing. Make the country more, what does that even mean? This is like a build bridges, not walls cliche. At the end, it doesn't really mean anything. But that's her position. It's funny, remember last year, she gets confronted by immigration activists.
Oh, yeah, one of her rallies, right?
She was surrounded.
Yeah.
They were screaming at her that they were in charge, that this is their decision to make, and that she's not, you know, that she needs to just listen to them. And she looked so cowed by that experience. She did not know what to do. And here she is, months later, fighting for their cause after being shouted down at that very rally.
Yeah, and I think people should remember that, look, we take in 1 million legal immigrants a year in this country. That's more than any other country in the world. I mean, we're really generous in our immigration system. That doesn't mean that we also have to now provide amnesty and citizenship for all the people who come here illegally.
So what did you think of the president's proposal then to offer 1.8 million of them citizenship in exchange for border security and a wall? An end to chain migration, or actually a contraction to chain migration,
right,
and an end to the diversity visa lottery.
Well, I think the problem with that is that, remember, there were deals like that made back in 1986,
yeah,
right? Ronald Reagan agreed, the Democrats and liberals wanted amnesty. They said that would solve the problem forever. And in exchange, we would get better border security, more interior enforcement. And, of course, they didn't do that part of the deal. We gave amnesty to 2.7 million illegal aliens. And what did that do? It was a magnet. Within 10 years, we had 5.7 million new illegal aliens, people coming in, many of them to join their friends and families who'd been legalized, and others coming in saying, listen, if the U.S. government's provided amnesty and citizenship once, we better get there so we'll be there to qualify for when they do it the next time.
Right. What? And then you had earlier this week, you had the McCain-Coons immigration plan. And
right.
This was, I love this. Everywhere I went, I read it. The bipartisan McCain-Coons immigration
right.
plan. The plan was to grant amnesty and then issue a study on border security. Right?
Yeah, we don't need a study. We need to actually do something about it.
But what, bipartisan, both sides agree completely. Nobody in that case, McCain and Coons, they agree 100% on the issues here. It's not like either of them are giving on what. There's not that many people. All I'm saying is there's not that many people at the table.
Right.
In Congress, especially in the Senate, who represent sort of the merit-based immigration approach to how we handle the country. And so the president presumably is one of those people sitting at the table, although, again, he's offering 1.8 million people citizenship. You've got people in the White House, Stephen Miller, who clearly represents that position. And then polling shows that the average American conservative is a lot closer to that position than, say, their lawmakers are. Their lawmakers are in touch, in line with big business and Democrats, mostly, on the immigration issue. What do you make of that split?
Well, I tell you, that's really problematic. But look, one of the reasons that Trump got elected was because the American people, the polling shows this, they wanted somebody who was going to finally come in and actually enforce our immigration laws. You know, Americans, they welcome legal immigrants. They know we're a country of immigrants, but they want the laws enforced against people who are coming here illegally.
Yes, they do. Yeah, and it seems like lawmakers forget that constantly.
Yeah, they do.
More on this in a moment. I want to share also the some clips from Nancy Pelosi's 8-hour. If Nancy Pelosi speaks for 8 hours, you can be sure there will be things that we will share with you. get ready for this. Coming up, 5:15 now, though. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpiclani Traffic Center.
All right, well, Vince, we're off to a good start. Nice and quiet around the region, but we really do want to watch for any areas that look wet, potentially icy with the black ice this morning and the refreeze. So take it easy, please. We'll watch the roads closely for you here. 66, good start out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. Same story with 95, 395. I don't have anything to report. The Beltway runs well, Maryland and Virginia. If you're heading north on 4, 5, 210 and up through to the Beltway, that's quiet, nice and calm for the moment. Hope it stays that way. And 270, no early issues out of Frederick down through the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy today. Colder, early clouds, then sunny, a high of 39 degrees. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 27. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy, high of 49 degrees. Look at all that variation on cloudy. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 30 degrees. Traffic weather brought to you by the National Confectioners Association.
Consumers want easy-to-find calorie information and plenty of choices when enjoying their favorite treats. That's why America's Chocolate and Candy Companies are providing consumers with more options in smaller pack sizes with front-of-pack calorie labels. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
All right, Nancy Pelosi took to the floor of the House of Representatives. It's a privilege that she gets as a leader of her party to be able to speak unstoppably. There is a filibuster in the House of Representatives, and only Pelosi can use it. Isn't that wonderful? So she spoke for 8 hours, and Democrats were quick to point out she did it in heels, which is a big deal. I wouldn't know, but I saw some men tweeting yesterday, like, "Wow, that's incredible." I was like, "How would you know that?" I have questions about you now. Nancy Pelosi, here's one of the things she said yesterday about the way her grandson feels about immigrants to the United States.
I'm reminded of my own grandson. He's Irish, English, whatever, and Italian-American. He's the mix. But he looks more like the other side of the family, shall we say. And when he had his sixth birthday, he had a very close friend whose name is Antonio, who's from Guatemala, and he has beautiful tan skin, beautiful brown eyes, and the rest. And this was such a proud day for me, because when my grandson blew out the candles on his cake, they said, "Did you make a wish?" And he said, "Yes, I made a wish." He said, "Well, what is your wish?" He said, "I wish I had brown skin and brown eyes like Antonio." So beautiful.
Uh-huh.
So beautiful. The beauty is in the mix. The face of the future for our country is all American, and that has many versions.
Grandma, I wish I was a part of somebody else's family.
Yeah, well, Vince, not only that, but look, you know, she's in essence saying that, well, we should really, she's telling her aunt, you judge people based on their skin color.
Yes.
It should be the exact opposite of that. She should have said, look, it doesn't matter what color your skin is.
You're beautiful just the way you are. Isn't that what you're supposed to say? No, some races have better skin colors. Anyway, so that's Nancy Pelosi. If she's going on and on for 8 hours, she's going to say things like that, which I'm so glad she did. And then Tucker Carlson responded to this last night on his show. Listen to this.
Was it healthy to hate yourself for the way that God made you? Nancy Pelosi thinks it is. And her delight says everything about the modern Democratic Party. Certain races are good, others are bad, so bad that it's considered beautiful to hate your own innate appearance and want it changed. And that, Pelosi is saying, is one of the main reasons supports mass immigration. So America will look different, and in her view, better than it does now.
It is kind of a weird thing to say.
I think it's a very strange thing. But
I mean,
hey,
by the way, it's not weird that her grandson would say something like that. It's just weird that she would use that as an anecdote. Like, it's so wonderful. He wanted to be a different race.
Yeah, no, I agree. But on the other hand, she was talking for 8 hours, so I guess she needed a lot of filler, right?
Well, it turns out this is the way you get Nancy Pelosi to read the Bible. This is because, you know, after 8 hours, you need more material. And in fact, here's a little bit of what that sounded like yesterday, is Nancy Pelosi cracked open the spine of a Bible and began to read.
the Son of Man. When the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Yeah.
I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison. I love that one the best. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did I see you hungry and feed you and thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine.
Yeah, so this is the basis. Remember, this is the Bible wrote about the dreamers. That's what this is about. That the Bible specifically had policy prescriptions for how we deal with people we call dreamers in the United States.
Well, yeah, but I noticed that in her 8 hours talking about the so-called dreamers, she didn't, for example, talk about the literally hundreds, I think over 2,100 DACA beneficiaries had their eligibility pulled at the last count for being part of gangs and having felony convictions and things like that. She didn't say anything about
that. Well, Hans, like, nobody talks about that. Like, 2,100? I mean, you were telling me that this morning. I was like, really? Is it that many? That's amazing.
Yeah, a report just came out from the U.S. Sentencing Commission. You know, they're ones that keep track of federal prison system. From 2011 to 2016, even though aliens are only 8.5% of the U.S. population, over 40% of the criminals convicted in federal courts were aliens.
Wow. Again, another topic we don't talk about. Looks like we have a relation, a Hans relation on the phone. It's McKinley in Charlestown, West Virginia. Mike, we have on line one. Let's go to McKinley real quick. McKinley, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Hans?
I'm doing all right.
Lay it on him.
Go ahead.
Lay it on him.
My thing about anytime they bring up amnesty and about people here illegally, as Hans knows, my wife is Chinese. And we got married in China, and it took almost 2 years to get through the legal process of getting into the United States.
Yeah, but see, you did it legally. And let me tell you, if they suddenly decide they're going to provide citizenship to 2 million illegal aliens, all of the resources that DHS spends on trying to make folks like you who go through the legal process become citizens, that's all going to get diverted to all of these illegal aliens.
Yes. So, you know, I'm against it on principle because of that. And then all the other statistics that you brought up as I was listening.
Yeah.
I've heard all of those statistics as well. And it's like, how does our elected officials come to the conclusion that all of these people are good people that need to be taken care of?
Well, you begin to think the statistics don't really matter. I mean, the whole point, of course, is really the end goal for Democratic politics. I mean, we saw the Center for American Progress say it out loud, that long-term immigration is important for the success of the Democratic Party. And when they start seeing the president talking about constricting legal immigration because 70% of all immigrants that come in through chain migration, which is literally people who just know people in the United States, that becomes a problem for the Democratic Party, and that's why they're so resistant. 523 on WMIL.
Tune in every Friday morning at 8:05 to the weekly series, The Real Truth About Real Estate, with expert Frank Prindle. That's Friday, 8:05 a.m. on WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these individuals a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family, and we strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, whether it's taking a small pill to feel relaxed or sleeping through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry services range from comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry to teeth in a day. Whether it's a single tooth or full mouth reconstruction, these implants are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. We can also tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and this is my main man, Tom, and my other main man, Tom.
Neither rain, nor sleet, nor gloom of night will keep us from hauling away your junk.
How about a flood?
Not even that.
Tornado?
Nope.
Blizzard?
Nope. Ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
Hey, wasn't that a hit song in 1967?
Brian, I wasn't even born in 1967.
So what are you guys trying to say?
When you've got junk that needs to disappear, all you have to do is point. Don't worry about how or if we can get there.
We can.
And we will.
I love working with these guys.
We're determined
and highly trained
and incredibly well-equipped,
and we even have a good attitude.
Well, I know I certainly do. I'm not so sure about you, Tom.
Hey, guys, we need to wrap this up.
We work until midnight 7 days a week,
so people never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Ben's pretty decent start here out of the Frederick area, 270. I'm just seeing a little bit of volume down near the Monocacy. And again, as you approach and pass Route 80 Urbana. And keep in mind everywhere that crews are still out doing the retreating of any potential refreeze. So you might see the work crews around. Give them plenty of space, obviously. 66 coming out of the Haymarket area through Centerville up through to the Beltway beyond to Falls Church. That looks good. And again, exit ramps, overpasses, any place we had some moisture or might look wet could potentially be icy. 95 north, Dale City to Woodbridge is the only area I'm seeing a little bit of volume starting to form there as well. Quiet across 14th Street Bridge. Hey, you look good on the freeway right now each direction. No problems heading into town. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through, gusty northwest winds, but a dry day today. A few clouds around early. Otherwise, sunshine. I'm going to call it windy and cold. 39. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 30 degrees in the nation's capital, 526 on WMAL.
Are you fed up with fixing the same dental problems over and over? Solve them once and for all with Highbridge Dental Implants. Attend a free seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, Monday, February 12th to learn more. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
Valentine's Day is around the corner. It's time to look your absolute best. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to tell you about the brand new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy eyelids. Here's Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado. She says, I don't believe everything I hear, so I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The very next day at work, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. And now it's your turn, because this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours absolutely free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. And yes, it works for men and women. Plus, you'll also get the Genucel immediate effects for results in 12 hours. Just go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. If you order in the next 20 minutes, you'll get the Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum, two bestsellers also free for Valentine's Day. That's four luxury gifts, a complete beauty system for the price of one. Don't delay. Order now. Genucel.com. Genucel.com or call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Perhaps you've seen the pictures of mist settling over the resplendent hills and mountains. Surely you've heard the classic melody paying homage to the place we belong. And if you breathe deep, you can imagine the scent of pine-filled air. Winter in West Virginia is where snowflakes disappear on the tongues of skiers, sledders, and hikers, just as memories are etched in their minds. Wild, wonderful West Virginia. Experience it for real at www.gotowv.com.
Did you know that most homes will sell in less than 30 days in the spring real estate market? So why throw away your money paying high real estate commissions? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of just $500 upfront and only 0.5% commission at closing. At Wilson Realty Group, we say an educated client is our best client. So be smart with your money. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
Does your kid need more recess, you know, to work out all that energy before they get home?
Well, I think they do.
One Virginia parent is pushing hard for this, and it might become a reality. We'll talk about it. 5:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. No fresh precipitation overnight, but forecasters warn that some roads where there is still standing water from yesterday could be icy this morning. From the WMAL Storm Center, schools in Prince William County and Frederick County are opening 2 hours late this morning. As the clock continues to tick toward another potential government shutdown, the House faces a key vote today.
The Senate agrees on a budget deal that boosts military and non-defense spending, as well as add $80 billion for disaster relief. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It doesn't have everything Democrats want. It doesn't have everything Republicans want. But it has a great deal of what the American people want.
It now heads to the House, where it must be approved before midnight, or there could be another shutdown. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
After a violent week in and around Prince George's County schools, the county state's attorney is urging adults to put more emphasis on teaching children interpersonal skills. Angela Alsobrooks says kids just don't have conflict resolution skills.
This is generally the breeding ground for gang activity. They choose very young children and who are without support, and they make them into gang members. And we want to make sure that this is not invited activity, and if it's there, we want it stamped out immediately.
Alsobrooks confirms that a stabbing Tuesday near Parkdale High School had ties to the MS-13 gang. Could the museum building be for sale? The Washington Post reports that museum officials are set to meet today with a top real estate firm to consider their options, one of which could be selling the building on Pennsylvania Avenue. And a Virginia Senate subcommittee has voted to extend state and regional sales taxes to ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft. The aim is to raise more revenue for mass transit systems across Virginia. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,893, the Nasdaq at 70,52. Sports sponsored by the Big Motorcycle Show in Timonium, another win for second-ranked UVA. Maryland loses, wins for GW, Navy, and Virginia Tech, losses for American and George Mason. NBA, the Wizards take on Boston tonight. The Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
The Big Motorcycle Show roars into Timonium Fairgrounds this weekend, featuring ultra-rare museum-quality BMW vintage bikes and many top fuel and pro street drag races. This weekend at Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase discount tickets at cycleshow.net.
Is the drug used to euthanize dogs in your dog's food? Seven on Your Side tested more than 60 samples of popular dog foods and exposes a horrifying secret.
They said that Tulu wasn't going to make it.
We have the results and we're naming names. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. Get your cup of go in the morning with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
Good morning. More breaking news for you in D.C.
News from overnight. Alerts to plan ahead. Plus your traffic and weather to go.
The temperatures right now starting off in the 20s.
Get up and go with ABC 7's Good Morning Washington. Tomorrow.
The news is out, and as the economy continues to improve, the Fed has made it clear that interest rate increases are imminent in the next year. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you may be thinking these rate increases have nothing to do with you, but mark my words, the Fed's increase in rates will impact every person with a car loan, credit cards, furniture loan, line of credit, and of course, a mortgage. With the future of home interest tax deductibility questionable and rate increases on the horizon, you can't afford to wait. We offer purchase, refinance, debt consolidation, and elimination of PMI. We're the fastest growing local Christian mortgage company for a reason, and we'll guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
535 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're in good shape right now. Capitol Beltway for you. Maryland, Virginia. If you're coming north on 210 and pushing up toward the Wilson Bridge, that looks good for you. 95, a little bit of volume just on the increase. Virginia commuters as you head through Dale City toward the Occoquan. Really, that's about it, though. Same story with 270, just with that volume increasing coming out of Frederick and down toward Urbana and 109. Our typical spots there. Top side of the Beltway, boy, looks great. Even merging off of 95, wide open. But keep in mind, please, as you do head out and about this morning, potential of anything that looks wet could be icy, so some refreeze will definitely be a factor. You want to watch bridges, ramps, and overpasses, please. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some clouds, gusty winds, and cold this morning. Plenty of sunshine, though, developing from west to east today. Windy, 39. Overnight tonight, the wind's back off 27 outside the Beltway, colder. Partly to mostly cloudy. Tomorrow, 49. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 26 in Herndon, 27 in Waldorf, 28 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning, 5:37 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning, Barbara Larimore. She's a parent pushing for more recess for your kids in Virginia. We'll be talking about that in a moment. 7:35, Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner. She'll break down the budget battle going on in Congress. 8:05, Steve Kastenbaum, our correspondent in South Korea, is going to give us a rundown of what's going on there. The vice president is there, and also the Olympics are en route. The opening ceremony is this Friday. And then Congressman Mac Thornberry with the House Armed Services Committee. He'll be with us at 8:35 this morning as the military is looking to get some of that funding. All ahead. I'm Vince Colonnais. In for Mary Walter, who's out at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning, is Hans von Spakovsky. Glad to have you, Hans.
Vince, nice to be in studio with you instead of on the phone.
But tell me, why do the children play?
All right, do you support more recess for our kids? More than 15 minutes of recess, for instance, the minimum allowable in the state of Virginia, and so many schools actually use only just that 15 minutes. Would you support more recess for our kids? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. The reason for all of this is there's a woman by the name of Barbara Larimore, and she will join us at 7:05 this morning. She's a mother of three in Lake Ridge, and she's been getting together with another group of parents who are in Fairfax County to be pushing for this more recess time in Virginia schools. And they've had some success here. They've had in terms of getting the legislature in the Commonwealth to push for this, because they have delegate Carrie Delaney from the 67th district and Senator Chap Peterson from the 34th district, who have been backing respective bills in either house, pushing to give local school boards the option to actually expand that recess time for elementary schools. And the legislation has been plowing along. Who's against this precisely? Who's against giving more recess time to our kids? Because it seems like the problem is, speaking as a man with a kid, that... like, you need time for your kid to just get worn out a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, not completely exhausted, but just, like, get the energy out, because too much of it it derails not only the kid by the time they get home, but also their time in the classroom. I mean, I imagine there's a lot of teachers who'd rather have kids who are a little, who got all the, you know, the sillies worked out, you know, so that they're a little more focused when they're sitting in the classroom.
Vince, look, I agree. I think kids need more unstructured playtime. And they just don't get that these days. You know, everything is organized. Even when they're doing sports, they don't have unstructured playtime. And look, the biggest problem, I think, are frankly school administrators and others who want to cram as much as they can into the day of all these academic subjects. And yeah, that's important, but I think they kind of lose the fact that unstructured playtime is also vital for kids that are growing up.
888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Should schools be giving students more recess time? Should it be more than just the scant 15 minutes that some of them are getting during the day to have recess because they have to get back to class? Presumably, a lot of this revolves around the fact that teachers need to cram in a lot of information.
Yeah,
in order to make sure they hit all of those marks, to be like, we've got to get through this syllabus, we've got to get through all of this information in order to meet standardized test requirements, all sorts of things, all those marks, benchmarks that they have to hit. And those benchmarks are sort of holding back the ability for the schools to be flexible and giving more recess times to the kids.
Yeah, no, I think that's the main reason for it. But again, I think kids need this. I think they're better off, you know, mentally and physically when they do this. And there's a lot of learning of social interaction when kids get out on a playground. And I think adults kind of forget that.
Yeah, just in terms of just kind of dealing with the politics of dealing with other people and how, what right. that's like and how you negotiate sharing and everything. I mean, just how you engage with people your own age, your peer group. We got Alan, who's in Fredericksburg, calling in. We're asking you this morning, do you support more recess time for kids in Prince William County? Some people are just getting 15 minutes, and then they're right back to class. Alan, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning, gentlemen. I agree and disagree. One, I hate blanket statements. And both of you, I appreciate you taking my call, make blanket statements. Say
yes. Hans more so. He's egregious.
Everybody needs... can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. I can hear you. Go for it, Alan.
Where everybody needs recess. You can go to any playground in the country, and you're going to see a group of kids that are over there reading books. They're not actually playing. And I have two children that they don't like recess. They're academic. They're intellectual. They're top of their class. And even during lunch, they don't even like their lunch break. They want to learn. So I wish public schools would cater more and have more electives for those people. And one thing, I wouldn't have a problem for the kids who are disruptive in class and aren't academics. Let them have more recess.
Well,
let the kids who want to learn actually have less recess if they want, because you can. You can go to any school any given day, and you're going to see kids that aren't participating, even in forced gym.
Well, I wonder to what extent, Alan. Thank you. Let me keep Alan for a second, because I wonder to what extent teachers, for instance, need that time too for any number of reasons. But also, I mean, just because your kid is going to recess time doesn't mean they're not allowed to crack open a book and actually read it. I mean, nobody's like out there forcing them to run. I mean, you can sit down, find a bench, and read a book. That's recess. I don't think it has to all be running around. I mean, it's just a use of free time, right?
But that's her argument. Her argument and other people's arguments for more recess is so they have that time to have physical exercise. So I agree with you. There are kids who don't want to run around, so let them stay in class. My kids would love to just stay in class. My daughter, she actually skipped one class that they weren't educating. They were watching a movie, and she asked the teacher if she can go to another class to do work, and the teacher let them.
All right, right on. Thank you, Alan. More from you in a moment on this 543 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home at little or no cost to you, plus free delivery and a free meter upgrade. Call the U.S. Medical Supply now, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dr. Abrelia from the Cascades Center for Dental Health. No matter how long it's been since you've seen the dentist, Dr. Haggard and I would love to bring out your perfect smile, just like Lisa's.
After I had my work done, my husband had taken a picture of me and my kids together. I realized I was just smiling huge. I didn't have any pictures of me probably for the past 10 or 20 years with me having a huge smile, and it made me feel great just to break out in a big smile, not hide behind my hands when I'm talking, and it made me feel great.
At Cascades, we provide a warm, friendly, no criticism, no judgment environment. And with our full sedation dentistry capabilities, you can dream your way to the smile of your dreams.
The whole team at Cascades Dental was so welcoming. It's honestly, it's changed my life.
To hear about our many success stories and our amazing 10-year guarantee, visit CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
One of the difficulties in attempting to time the market is knowing when to sell. While exiting the market after it hits a record high may seem like a good strategy, who knows how many new record highs we might see in the next 12 months. Hi, this is Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. Don't let the whims of the stock market dictate your financial strategy. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan around what's really important, your specific financial goals.
Simon Hamilton and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, good. Nice quiet start on 66. Like to see this, and I know you do too. And once you get up to the Beltway, Virginia Beltway, Maryland Beltway, both quiet. 270 about the volume in our normal stretches here as we come out of the Frederick area down toward Urbana and 109. Looking south on 29, coming out of Columbia, Burtonsville, down to the Beltway, 95, BW Parkway down to the Beltway. That all checks out. Find a little bit of volume here through Chevrolet, which is inside the Beltway, 50 commuters. After 202, which some of those brake lights starting to form as you head down toward New York, Kenilworth Avenue. But all those lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Dry weather continues to settle on in, but a bit colder on a gusty northwest wind. Modifying trend, though, and rain in the forecast by the beginning of the weekend. Some clouds, gusty winds, and cold this morning. Plenty of sunshine, though, developing from west to east today. Windy, 39. Overnight tonight, the wind's back off 27 outside the Beltway, colder. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow, 49. By Saturday afternoon, rain, highs low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 30 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Big Motorcycle Show in Timonium.
The Big Motorcycle Show roars into Timonium Fairgrounds this weekend, featuring ultra-rare museum-quality BMW vintage bikes and many top fuel and pro street drag races this weekend at Timonium Fairgrounds. Purchase discount tickets at cycleshow.net.
All right, the push is to have more recess. Some kids getting as little as just 15 minutes of recess in the Commonwealth. And parents are pushing there to get more recess for their kids. They'd like to see them have that. And also that move is pushing through the Senate and the House of Delegates in Virginia. Do you support that? I'll go to Andy, who's in Washington today. Andy, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thank you. In theory, of course, I believe in unstructured time for the children, but we've got to remember that that time is the perfect time for the bullies to come out. When there are no supervisors, when it's unstructured, when the teachers take sort of a break on their own, that's the time the passive kids find the corners and don't play because they're afraid they're going to get beaten up.
Hmm. I mean, that is something to look out for, but that's also the type of things that we kind of want our kids to learn how to grapple with, too. So I think,
I don't think that's the way they should be trained.
Well, your suggestion is that there be adults present to kind of help them sort through that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Many.
Yeah. Did you say me, as in the parent?
Many, the parents, substitutes, or teachers. It's not a break for them. So that's my concern.
Gotcha. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's that is a concern. But again, like navigating that is instructive. Figuring out how to deal with bullies is instructive.
But look, it's hard at these schools where the kids just are put out on the playground or wherever it is they have recess, and there's not a single adult out there. There's always one or two teachers out there that are just standing there to make sure that nothing happens that shouldn't happen. So
yeah,
I just don't think that's really a serious concern.
Gotcha. David, who's in D.C. this morning. David, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. More recess for the kids?
Morning, guys. Actually, I want recess at work. I go to see my daughter at school, and she gets like a 20-minute lunch break and like a 15-minute recess period.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough time for them to decompress from just being hammered with work all day in school.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you're right.
Especially as children, they need to have that little bit of time for themselves, because then they come home and they have to do more work.
Yeah, you barely have time to sort out who's going to be it in tag.
Right.
And 15 minutes?
For sure. And the other thing, too, is, you know, to the last caller, bullies are on the school ground, yeah, but you as a parent should be dealing with that at home. I'm not letting the school teach my child how to deal with a bully, because they're going to let them get rolled over.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's on everyone's minds. Yeah, that you know, people remember being on the playground and having to deal with that kind of stuff. They want to see how their kids deal with it too. Teresa, who's in Durwood this morning. Good morning, Teresa.
Hey guys. Good morning. Yeah, so my son goes to a private school in Maryland, and part of their philosophy is all boys. So they have the kids go to two classes, and then they have a 15-minute break, mm-hmm. and then they come back and they do two classes, and then they have their lunch break, which includes a long recess. And then they come back and they have two classes, and then they have gym.
Mm-hmm.
And for my two sons, it's just been a phenomenal kind of philosophy that these boys, when they let them outside, they really let them play, and it's kind of unstructured, really. They can have snowball fights and climb trees and do stick wars, and they really, from what I've
what is this?
Seen, like when they
what is this?
The classroom, they're ready to study. So I really think it's important.
What is this paradise you send your child to?
This sounds like
an old version of America. Stick fights?
Send me
to that country.
It's in Potomac.
So, yeah, no, it sounds great.
It is a boy's paradise. It really is. Yeah.
Thank you, Teresa. Well, see, there is some upside. That all sounded wonderful. Who opposes this stuff? Barbara Larimore is going to be with us at 7:05 this morning. She's the mom who's pushing for all of this, expanding recess. I think if kids could vote in Virginia, Barbara would be governor. Because she's advocating for their one issue, more recess time. Barbara will be with us at 7:05 this morning. It's 5:51. Thank you for all your calls. Now, it's time for Al Rushbrough.
Even more evidence here, folks, that liberals are worried about a backlash to this Me Too movement. On Tuesday, the COO at Facebook, Sheryl Sandberg, criticized the Pence rule. She wants it amended to make it more fair. Now, the Pence rule made headlines last year after Vice President Pence told the Washington Post he does not eat alone with women other than his wife. He doesn't go to events where alcohol is served unless his wife is there. It's common practice among evangelicals, but it infuriated a drive-by media. Well, a few days ago, the Washington Post revisited the Pence rule, and they reported that in the Me Too era, businesses are beginning to adopt it. They're limiting mixed gender travel, and male employees are canceling one-on-one meetings with female colleagues. Even friendly hugs are taboo. Ms. Sandberg is not pleased. She says that men avoiding these interactions represents a big setback for the babes. You don't want to have dinner alone with a female colleague? Fine, she says. But you better make access equal. No dinners alone with anyone. Breakfast or lunch for all. Or group dinners only. Nothing one-on-one, she says. Whatever you choose, treat women and men equally. Ms. Sandberg, if you want to implement the Sandberg rule at Facebook, then do it. But the Pence rule is what it is. And you don't get to change it. How's that for fairness? You live the way you want to and leave the rest of us alone.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Join Caring for Others and the Roselle Center for Healing for Have a Heart 2018. This food drive supports food for others. Through February 17th, make a $50 donation to Caring for Others, and in exchange, the Roselle Center for Healing will offer you a choice of a new patient chiropractic or acupuncture evaluation valued at $225. To learn more and to donate, visit cfocharity.org. That's cfocharity.org or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Circadian Clock, Understanding How the Body Cycles, on Wednesday, February 21st at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Pretty quiet start here, Vince. No troubles around the Capitol Beltway. Love that we have this good start on our 5 o'clock hour into 6. No problems on 66 coming through the plains. Gaines rolling up through to the Beltway. Some volume forming, 95 in Dale City. Same story with 270. And a reminder, too, some areas where you might think, oh, it looks a little wet or moist, it could be slick. So keep keep alert. Take it easy over at passes and bridges for sure. This morning, it's going to be a little bit busy in town. The annual National Prayer Breakfast is going to take place. So roads around the Hilton, Connecticut Avenue north of DuPont Circle tend to get extremely busy, as does Florida Avenue and stretches of 18th Street and all that area. So I'll keep a watch on that. An area you might want to avoid as we get into the rush hour. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through, gusty northwest winds, but a dry day today. A few clouds around early. Otherwise, sunshine. I'm going to call it windy and cold. 39. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 30 degrees in the nation's capital, 556 on WMAL.
Need garage door repair? Visit GarageDoorRepair.com. Hi, Chris Plant here, and you've probably heard me say that a lot, and here's why. For over 40 years, Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. has been the gold standard for service and repair. Their professional experts truly care about giving you the best experience possible. Hey, nobody wants their garage door to break down, but if it does, you'll be glad you called the experts. So one more time, remember, when you need garage door repair, visit GarageDoorRepair.com.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, repetitive dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Sedation Dental Care and Hybridge Dental Implants. Our award-winning sedation dental care, matched with the Hybridge dental implant process and many other levels of routine and complex dental care, deliver astounding results with you, the patient, in mind. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has a proven and simplified approach to complete your dental care. Enjoy significantly more comfortable and shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free sedation and hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, February 12th to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. That's 301-530-2434 or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up.
That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest Gig Speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Does your faith help you? Does your faith lead you to success? One NFL analyst is under fire for even suggesting that this week. We'll tell you all about it. And then also, Uranium One back in the news as an FBI informant finally gets the chance to break his silence. The details he's sharing are stunning, Congress. We'll tell you about it. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Well, the skies are starting to clear this morning. No fresh precipitation, but forecasters warn that wherever there was standing water from yesterday's rain, that could be ice this morning. It's all from the WMAL Storm Center. Schools in Prince William County and in Frederick County are opening 2 hours late this morning. Senate leaders have come up with a long-sought budget agreement that would shower the Pentagon and domestic programs with an extra $300 billion over the next 2 years. Now the House has to vote on it, but Alabama Republican Congressman Mo Brooks says he won't vote for the measure.
Quite frankly, the only people I know who should be supporting these bills are the debt junkies who like that in spending bills, and I'm not a debt junkie. It doesn't make any difference if it's President Trump or President Obama or Chuck Schumer or Harry Reid or Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan or John Boehner. Debt is bad for America. It works against you 24 hours a day.
Congress has to act by midnight tonight to avert another government shutdown. Pepco is cutting customers' electric bills and crediting federal tax reform.
You are, you know, excited to pass along more than $39 million that we're saving in annual taxes to our customers. And that's all resulting from the federal tax cost reduction.
Pepco has filed a request with the D.C. Public Service Commission to make it possible. The utility's Marcus Beal says what those living in the district can expect on their bill starting as early as next month.
This basically equates to about a $2.32 decrease on monthly bills.
And he says customers in Maryland would save $2.90 a month pending state approval. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
After a shooting and a stabbing near two Prince George's County schools this week, one county official is attributing the violence to a wider trend.
Kids who spend all their time on social media and all these electronic devices.
They're not making good decisions, says Prince George's County State Attorney Angela Alsobrooks.
What it essentially means is they lack the ability to talk face-to-face with each other and to resolve conflict.
Alsobrooks says the two cases from this past week are being prosecuted aggressively, a shooting at Oxon Hill High School and a gang-related stabbing near Parkdale High School. But in the long term,
we have to work much harder to make sure that our children have the skills that they need to cope with each other, to resolve conflict non-violently.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The graduation scandal at D.C.'s Ballou High School is again in the spotlight today as the D.C. Council's Education Committee hosts a roundtable on graduate rate accountability.
Ballou High School's been under investigation since news broke last year that a number of chronically absent kids graduated even though they weren't eligible to. The results of two investigations into the school's graduation rates are being reviewed this morning at a roundtable held by the district's education committee. At a meeting last week, Councilmember Mary Che said,
"We want to make sure that we're graduating students who are actually competent."
At that same meeting, Education Committee Chair David Grosso said the challenge is getting kids to go to school and to
make school a place where they want to be.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery College accidentally issued an active shooter alert yesterday. The school sent the alert warning students about an armed person on, quote, insert name campus. only to retract the alert minutes later. A college spokesman attributes it to human error. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,893. The NASDAQ at 70,52. Sports, lots of college basketball. Winners include UVA, GW, Navy, and Virginia Tech. Losses for Maryland, George Mason, and AU. NBA, the Wizards host the Celtics tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Do you have dirty carpets? Are you embarrassed when your friends or family come over and see or perhaps even smell the yuck in them? Well, Zero Res can help. I use them at my house and highly recommend you do too. Their name, Zero Res, means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They have a patented process that cleans without any chemicals and provides a healthier, germ-free environment for your home. A Zero Res cleaning helps your carpet stay cleaner longer, and your carpets will be left totally clean, removing all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Imagine getting new carpets without the high expense. That's what Zero Res does. I have a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway clean.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.